October 18, 1911. Jesus plays with the soul. This morning, my most sweet Jesus just barely made himself seen in the act of putting his finger in my mouth, almost wanting me to raise my voice to speak to him, telling me, "Make me a lullaby of love. I want to distract myself a little from that which creatures do to me. Speak to me of love. Cheer me. And I, you do it first, for I will learn from you how to do it." And Jesus told me many things about love, adding, "Shall we play?" And I, single quote, "Why, yes." And he seemed to take an arrow from within his heart, sending it into mine. I felt I was dying with pain, and I writhed with love. And Jesus, "I did it. Now you do it." And I don't know what to send you. In order to do it for you, I must use your own. And so I took the arrow and I threw it into his heart, and Jesus was wounded and fainted, and I sustained him in my arms. But who can say all the nonsense? Now, at the best moment, he disappeared, without even helping me to turn. It seemed that an angel wanted to help me, and I want Jesus. My angel, call him, otherwise I will stay here. And I cried out loudly, "Come, come, O Jesus." And it seemed that Jesus came. I want him. Bravo, Jesus. And while helping me to turn, he told me, "You offend the angel." And I, "It is not true. I want everything from you. Besides, he knows that I must love you overall." Jesus smiled and disappeared.